Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to another exciting episode of Rough Riders Radio. I'm your host, the Rough Rider. Today's topic, Carly, the dominatrix, will proceed to completely consume and totally subjugate the previously dominant Trump. Let's get right to it. Carly Fiorina comes across as an old-fashioned, no-nonsense school marm who likes to dish out discipline. I can almost envision her as a dominatrix in high leather boots and tight-fitting bodice with a long, wicked leather whip. Ooh, yeah, that really conjures up some delicious thoughts, doesn't it? Take this any day over John Boehner and Mitch McConnell, don't you think? Think of it. Carly Fiorina as dominatrix-in-chief. That's what our republic desperately cries out for. It's not make America great again, but rather whip it good, or whip us good, or whip us into shape, or even whip us into whipped cream, dragon lady. Oh, yeah. Now, that's what I'm talking about. Are you feeling me now? This will make Trump melt like an ice cube. You saw Trump in the last hour of the second debate this past Wednesday night. He was wilting like cotton candy in your mouth. The dragon lady just needs to keep kicking the whip on to Donald Trump. Frankly, I think that Donald would take to it like a cat to catnip. I think deep down, Donald Trump is a sadomasochist who needs a dominant woman to bitch slap him into oblivion. Oh, Donald, we're on to you now, Donald. For all my listeners out there in Rough Riders Radio Land, yeah, all seven of you, I envision Carly Fiorina going into Catwoman mode, a.k.a. Julie Newmar in the old 1960s Batman TV series. Oh, yeah, stiletto pointed black boots, tight-fitting black leather tights, and body wear all the way up to her chin, and hair done backwards into a ponytail, and that mask showing only her delicious and luscious ruby red lips, snarling back at Donald Trump with her holding the whip right behind her, just ready to unleash yet another punishing blow onto the Donald. The Donald is actually quivering in his shoes with sublime pleasure and great delight at that very prospect. Yes. Donald, you Philistine, you. Go ahead, Carly. Unleash your inner Carly. Devour the Donald. Devour him whole. It has now become painfully obvious that Trump, with great unbridled lust, actually physically covets Miss Fiorina as far more than just a soulmate or a playmate. He is thinking bedmate. A little more BevMo for bed, dear. You know what they say, still waters run deep. Well, Trump secretly enjoys the Carly, and it is thoroughly spices up his whole campaign experience. It gets his Trump juices flowing like nothing else, not even his ex-wife Ivanka. And we can look forward to more tit for tat between these two lovebirds. Carly will render Trump into mush by the time she is through with browbeating the Donald in her school marmish cold fish way. Using virtually no inflection at all in her voice, the Carly will gain total mastery over the Donald and make him bark whatever it is that inspires her. What would complete the package would be to place them side by side on stage at the next GOP debate and let them haul all over each other. Yes. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, that is a made-for-television extravaganza. CNN's ratings on the second 2016 GOP presidential debate were over 22 million sets of eyeballs, 22 million viewers, an all-time high for CNN. Can you just imagine those ratings by the third debate especially with the Carly and the Donald side by side on stage. Woo! Move over, American Idol, Duck Dynasty. Make room for Carly and Trump into your living room, trailer park, trailer, smartphone, sports bar, flat screen, KOH campground, Samsung 10-inch tablet, or what have you. When the third debate concludes, we could all see Carly approach Trump and give him the biggest, the wettest, the hottest, the messiest mouth kiss in modern annals, and simply buckle the knees of the mighty Trump and display her total domination over the mighty Trump, the once mighty Trump. Trump will then be at the total beck and call of the imperial Carly. He will be her lap dog, her toady, her loyal liege and subject, singing her praises and nuzzling the back of her nappador. Ooh, how evil and yet so thoroughly delicious. Stay tuned. Well, that wraps it up, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, cats and dogs, everything else under the sun. This is the old Rough Rider, Night Rider, rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but you decide.